This month, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson reportedly found out he'd been fired via Twitter. Former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus was canned in similar fashion. And former FBI Director James Comey found out he'd lost his job when the news appeared on a TV screen. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has been wondering, how often does this kind of thing happen outside the White House?
Autumn Weiss thinks she was fired last month, but isn't entirely sure. Weiss told her boss at an Arkansas coffee shop she needed to cut back her hours as she pursued her master's degree.
And the last email I got from her said that she, like, quote-unquote, totally understood the situation.
But then colleagues told her how sorry they were to hear she was leaving in 2 weeks. That's when we started suspecting she'd been fired.
Everybody knew that I was done with the company before I did, which was upsetting. And also, they were all told that I quit by choice, not that I was fired. And so that was kind of awkward as well.
She says she emailed the owners and her boss, but no one responded. For weeks, she continued checking to see whether she was scheduled for a shift in case it was just a mistake, instead of a big insult.
I just want someone to, like, look me in the eye and tell me that I'm done.
Dan Ryan says there's no excuse for disrespecting people as you dismiss them.
Especially now, if you're leading an organization, you don't need any negatives out there about how you treat people. I mean, it's tough enough to find skilled people now.
Ryan is principal of an executive search and training firm in Nashville. He says a botched firing can destroy morale for existing staff as well as turn off prospective hires. Tracy Sponenberg agrees.
There's every reason in the world not to fire someone on Twitter.
Sponenberg is an HR executive and expert with the Society for Human Resource Management. She says employers can open themselves up to claims of wrongful termination by not following proper process. But rumors travel quickly over text or chat systems like Slack. In her job, Sponenberg says sometimes workers find out they're getting fired before she gets to talk to them.
Generally, people end up knowing. In this day and age, nothing's private. Something's on Facebook or something's on Twitter or something Snapchatted the moment it happens. So oftentimes, everyone knows before you get a chance to even talk about it.
Some blame social media for a decline in workplace civility, but veteran San Jose engineer Troy Spears says publicly humiliating terminations are nothing new. Decades ago, Spears worked at a firm that conducted layoffs over the company's PA speaker system.
Joe Jones, please report to HR. Sam Smith, just one after the other, until they had done 25, 30 names.
There'd be a pause, then the roll call would restart, like a firing squad. This continued for days.
And all bridges are burned, and I'm history, and I'll never find a job with any of these guys again. You know, was that wounding to your mentality?
Blasting pink slips over the loudspeaker is one thing. Bridget Garcia says having a boss avoid the conversation is just as awful. Garcia was working on a TV show over a decade ago when she was told she would get a promotion and that she should take a few weeks off while the show went on hiatus.
And I said, oh, that's great. I'll go visit my sister in Bermuda. My boss said that should be so fun for you, and then you'll come back and you'll even be making more money, so it's not a problem.
When Garcia returned, she found the entire office had already left for a shoot without her. Garcia called her boss.
And she said, oh, yeah, there's no job for you. How was your vacation? And that's how I found out I was fired. It felt like total betrayal because I felt I had been tricked into training my replacement, spending money that I would no longer have.
And she says she felt tricked into believing that the people she worked with respected her. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.